Hello, everyone, and welcome to this GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Study podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most important topics in your OCR specification, food security and global food challenges. Now, this isn't just about memorizing definitions. Examiners want to see that you understand the real-world complexities of how we feed nearly 8 billion people while protecting our planet. By the end of this episode, you'll have the knowledge and exam techniques to earn top marks on this topic. Let's dive in. First, let's nail down what food security actually means. The official definition you need to know is, food security exists when all people at all times have physical, social, and economic access to sufficient, safe, and nutritious food that meets their dietary needs for an active and healthy life. That's quite a mouthful, but notice the key words. Access, sufficient, safe, and nutritious. Examiners award marks when you use this precise language. Food security rests on four pillars. Think of them like the legs of a table. If one wobbles, the whole system becomes unstable. The four pillars are availability, access, utilization, and stability. Availability means there's enough food being produced. Access means people can actually afford and obtain that food. Utilization refers to proper nutrition, safe preparation, and the body's ability to absorb nutrients. And stability means these conditions are consistent over time, not disrupted by conflict, climate change, or economic shocks. Now, let's talk about food miles and carbon footprint because this is a classic exam question. Food miles measure the distance food travels from farm to fork. The longer the journey, the higher the carbon footprint because transportation releases greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide and methane. Here's the mechanism you must explain in exams. When food is transported by airplane, ship, or truck, fossil fuels are burned. This releases carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, contributing to climate change. For example, importing green beans from Kenya to the UK by air can produce 26 times more carbon emissions than growing them locally. That's the kind of specific comparison that earns you marks. Let's move to intensive farming. This is a double-edged sword, and examiners love asking you to evaluate it. On the positive side, intensive farming increases yield per hectare, uses technology like precision irrigation and fertilizers, and can feed growing populations efficiently. But here's the trade-off. Intensive farming often leads to soil degradation, eutrophication from fertilizer runoff, loss of biodiversity, and high fossil fuel use. Eutrophication is when excess nutrients from fertilizers wash into rivers and lakes, causing algae blooms that deplete oxygen and kill aquatic life. You must explain the mechanism, not just say it's bad for the environment. Now, genetically modified crops, or GM crops, these are plants whose DNA has been altered to give them specific traits like pest resistance or drought tolerance. The benefits include increased yields, reduced pesticide use, and crops that can grow in challenging conditions. For example, golden rice is fortified with vitamin A to combat malnutrition. However, concerns include potential biodiversity loss, the development of superweeds resistant to herbicides, unknown long-term health effects, and ethical issues around corporate control of seeds. In an exam, you must present both sides and reach a balanced judgment. Finally, let's discuss food waste and the 6 rupees of sustainability. In the UK, households waste approximately 6.6 million tons of food annually, much of which is avoidable. The 6 rupees are rethink, refuse, reduce, reuse, recycle, and repair. Rethink means questioning your consumption habits. Refuse means saying no to single-use plastics and excess packaging. Reduce means buying only what you need and using smaller portions. Reuse means using containers multiple times and repurposing leftovers. Recycle means composting food scraps and recycling packaging. Repair means fixing broken items instead of replacing them. A critical distinction. Use-by dates relate to food safety and must be followed strictly, especially for meat and dairy. Best-before dates relate to quality, and food can often be consumed safely after this date. Confusing these contributes to unnecessary waste. Right, let's talk exam strategy. This topic appears across both papers, and the assessment objectives are weighted 40% AO1, 40% AO2, and 20% AO4. That means you need factual knowledge, application to scenarios, and the ability to make informed judgments. For explain questions, use the Peel structure. Point, evidence, explanation, link. For example, if asked to explain why food miles impact the environment, you'd state the point, give specific evidence like transporting strawberries from Spain to the UK by truck, explain the mechanism of carbon dioxide emissions, and link it back to climate change. For discuss or evaluate questions, you must present both sides. Don't just list negatives about intensive farming. Acknowledge its role in feeding populations, then critique its environmental costs. Examiners call this balanced analysis, and it's the difference between a level 2 and level 4 response. Common mistakes to avoid. First, don't conflate organic farming with being more nutritious. Organic is defined by the absence of synthetic pesticides and fertilizers, not nutritional superiority. Second, avoid vague statements like, "it harms the planet." Specify the mechanism, soil erosion, greenhouse gas emissions, eutrophication. Third, don't forget the economic aspect of sustainability. It's not just environmental. Farmers and consumers need affordable solutions too. Time management. Allocate roughly 1 minute per mark. For a 12-mark question, spend about 12 minutes writing plus 2 to 3 minutes planning. The extended writing question in Section B is worth significant marks, so reserve at least 15 minutes for it. Let's test your recall. Pause after each question and answer aloud. Question 1. Name the 4 pillars of food security. The answer is availability, access, utilization, and stability. Question 2. What is the difference between use-by and best-before dates? The answer is use-by relates to safety and must be followed. Best-before relates to quality and food can often be consumed after this date. Question 3. Name 3 environmental impacts of intensive farming. The answer is soil degradation, eutrophication, and loss of biodiversity. Question 4. What are the 6 rupees of sustainability? The answer is rethink, refuse, reduce, reuse, recycle, and repair. Question 5. Give 1 benefit and 1 concern about GM crops. The answer is benefit, increased yields or pest resistance. Concern, potential biodiversity loss or development of superweeds. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. Food security is about ensuring everyone has access to sufficient, safe, and nutritious food through the 4 pillars: availability, access, utilization, and stability. Food miles and carbon footprint are directly linked through greenhouse gas emissions from transportation. Intensive farming and GM crops have both benefits and drawbacks, and you must evaluate both sides in exams. Food waste can be tackled using the 6 rupees, and understanding date labels is crucial. Remember, examiners reward specific knowledge, clear explanations of mechanisms, and balanced judgments. Use the language of the specification, apply the 6 rupees to scenarios, and always consider environmental, economic, and ethical dimensions. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.